you know what? Maybe it's not that other person. Maybe it's not my skin color. Maybe it's not the news or the weather. Maybe it's actually me. When you understand that you're the nucleus to everything that's going on into your life, you change you, and then watch how everything starts to manifest according to how you show up.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Scale Up Method, where we teach you to reach the next level in your business, build your dream team, and scale beyond eight figures. Too many business owners are stuck trying to do everything themselves, and their businesses are suffering as a result. And I don't want you to be one of those people. I'm Allison Maslin, and my company, Pinnacle Global Network, has helped thousands of business owners scale their companies using my framework, the Scale Up Method. All business owners face similar challenges when it comes to growth. And so on this podcast, we are delivering the tactics you need to finally reach the next level in your business, build your dream team, and scale beyond eight figures. So that is what we're doing here. And my guest today, I am so excited, is Garen Jones, a world-renowned purpose and mindset coach. Garen's had a roller coaster of a life. At 4 years old, a bully nearly killed him by stuffing him into a dryer. And at age 12, his father was murdered. He's experienced ups and downs in his professional life as well that involved living in his car for more than 2 years with over $200,000 in debt. But Garen found a way to overcome these challenges, and now he shares his wisdom through wellness retreats, workshops, and one-on-one coaching. He has spoken in over 60 countries and is the best-selling author of Change Your Mindset, Change Your Life. His work has been featured in numerous publications like Entrepreneur Magazine, Forbes, Success Magazine, and more. Now, I wanted to have Garen on the show to discuss aligning the strategic vision of your business with your purpose. He's overcome so much, which is proof that you can overcome anything and create a successful business, a successful life. And having a strategic vision that your team can live into is one of the core components when scaling any company. So excited to have Garen on the show to discuss how we can build that strategic vision and our purpose around living a more fulfilling life. Garen, thank you for coming on the Scale Up Method.
I am so fired up by that intro because I was listening to it as if it weren't me. And if whatever, whoever's listening, if that were me just listening in, I'm like, yo, who is this person? What? I'm like, oh yeah, she's talking about me. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And I'm excited for the magic we get to create over this next however long we're on.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, Garen, and I'm so happy to have you here. So welcome. Is that, you know, you're living your life, you're doing your thing. You're stepping into your potential. And sometimes, you know, when people intro you like that, it's like, wow, I have done a lot. And so what do you feel, just starting off here, what is the connection between purpose and personal growth and business growth?
How you do anything is how you do everything. So if you see somebody who is, they've got a lot of business growth, but they're still kind of the same person, what that tells me is they're overcompensating in a specific area in their life. It's kind of like when you go to the gym and then you see somebody with big upper body and they got small little chicken legs because they never work out their legs. There's no balance inside of their whole entire equilibrium because they're doing this. Why? For show. So for me, whatever the health of the seed determines the growth of the tree and the fruit that it produces. So if I'm growing as a person, then people are experiencing my overflow that I first give to myself, which is going to overflow into my business, which is going to overflow onto people. So if I'm happy within, people are receiving that happiness and that sparks their joy within inside of them because you can't be what you can't see. And it's contagious when you're authentically happy, authentically driven, and you authentically, you're just like, you know, I feel good about myself. I feel excited. I feel successful inside of my own body. And people want that. It's like Kanye West was like, I wish I could give you this feeling. And I'm like, well, you actually can. You just got to be willing to drink the Kool-Aid or drink the juice, but it's the juice of knowing that you are the first priority before anything else, because if everything else gets the first priority, then you give your power away. And then it's backwards. You don't build the house from the rooftop down. You build it from the ground up, and you are the grounding to the rest of your life. And so business, your spiritual level and your level, they're just all extensions of you.
Wow, that is beautiful. Yeah. I mean, you have to have that solid trunk to have this lush, beautiful branches. You know, we say that if you want to grow your business, for instance, 40%, you as a leader have to actually grow 60% to be able to carry that 40%, or everything's going to implode.
I love that you say that, because that's the reason why they don't put first graders in fifth grade. Because you must show that you can comprehend at the capacity that you're at, which is whatever grade that you're at. And then at the end of the year, they have a test to see if you're ready to go to the next level. But that test only is to hold space to show that if you comprehended everything that you just learned. So if you're still in the same spot, you're like, why am I not moving? Why do I feel stuck? I promise you, there's some area in your life that's been trying to teach you a lesson. Maybe it's the insecure area, the lack of confident area, the alcohol area, the chasing women or the chasing men, or I don't have a purpose for my life, or no vision or dreams or goals for my life area, trying to test you. And when you have that, it allows you to be extremely confident in who you are, not cocky, but confident in who you are. And the person that can carry themselves in that way typically is the type of person that people not only want to follow, but they want to stay around, especially if you're building a business around people.
So I love what you're saying here. And so for those that are listening right now and they're like, okay, I want to be that. I want to get there. I'm stuck. I'm hitting this wall. I keep having the same experiences over and over again, whether it's cash flow or team, just the constant frustrations. And I was just talking about this recently, that we have to take responsibility for everything happening in our life. We have to get out of the blame game, because that's where the real freedom happens. What do you say to that? This idea of we have to take responsibility, because that's where the shift starts happening.
Well, you can't really change what you're not aware of. But then once you're aware, like, you know what? Maybe it's not that other person. Maybe it's not my skin color. Maybe it's not the news or the weather. Maybe it's actually me. And then you accept the fact that you've been slowing yourself down. The moment you take acceptance and you take full responsibility, a whole entire world opens up. And it's not one of those things that they'll teach you in school. It's like a universal law. I take full responsibility for being lazy, for being late all the time, for gossiping, for just trying to find ways to cut corners. I take full responsibility and 100% ownership. Okay, now I'm open to whatever the consequences are. And then once you just become free in that way with your hands wide open, it's amazing how opportunities and different calibers of people start to meet you at whatever level you choose to show up at in life.
Yeah, and it even pertains to, for those of you that have employees, you know, when you keep saying, I can't find good people, my team is lazy, they're not getting stuff done, we have to look at our part in it. We made the choice, right? We have hired them. Maybe we didn't dig deep enough. Are we standing up in our leadership so that they're going to also rise up as well? And so I think it's just such an important topic and conversation.
I love the fact that you said about the in leadership, because that's my favorite thing to talk about when I'm going all over the country, going into these Fortune 500 companies and teaching them actually how to like each other instead of compete against one another under the same organization. I often hear the same things from the CEOs and the CFOs. They're like, my team, my team, my team. And I'm like, that energy. They're like, my team is lazy. And then I start asking them questions about their relationship life and their intimate life and certain things that have nothing to do with business. But oftentimes, you ask enough questions, you'll find that they're lazy somewhere else that matters the most to them in their life. But they, it doesn't have to do with business. They do it for, sometimes they do it for show. I'm going to show you. But maybe you're lazy in complimenting your wife. Maybe you're lazy in acknowledging your kid that came home with the A and B port card. So you pay the price because the other people that shows up in your life might be a, just like a replication of how you're showing up lazy somewhere else. So if you notice it in your organization, stop. Be like, where is this showing up in my life anywhere? And then you just go to a pen and a piece of paper. Okay, you know what? I haven't been following up with my friends. I've actually been a lazy friend to people that I actually say that I love. So I'm paying the price in something that I love. And who you are is a direct replication of what shows up in your life and your business. So if we're all, if it's all connected, now let me look in my life and see where I'm showing up. Oftentimes, when they correct that, it's like the universal order. It starts to course correct itself. It's like, oh my goodness, it's so crazy. People are just showing up and they're so passionate and they're so happy and everybody's so productive. Yeah, because you can't be what you can't see, and people respond to how they feel and the energy that, that's coursing through your veins. So when you understand that you're the nucleus to everything that's going on into your life, you change you, and then watch how everything starts to manifest according to how you show up.
Gosh, I love this. I love this. You're firing me up here. You have had quite the journey. You have overcome a lot. How were you able to make that shift? And how have you been able to use purpose to become the successful entrepreneur that you are today?
This is connecting the dots looking backwards. I knew when I was a little kid, and I'm sure you did too, and everybody who's listening and watching, you ask any five-year-old, what do you want to be when you grow up? Why is it always massive? You never hear someone say, I want to work a 9-to-5 job out of security and fear for another person to pay me less than my value. You will never hear a five-year-old say that. So I want to be a rocketeer. I want to be the president of the United States. I want to be a princess, a king, an NBA player. Mine was a superhero. I want to be stronger than the average man, have abs like an action figure, and save and change lives all over the world. I maintained that till I graduated high school, and everybody called me crazy. And it was so interesting because the same people who called me crazy when I was a little kid were the same people who had these big dreams that they abandoned, probably because mom and dad didn't support them or because they just gave up on their dream altogether. So when you look at the harshness of my life, I don't know any superhero that didn't have to overcome a lot of trials and tribulations to gain the strength, to gain the capacity to hold for lots of people. So me being rejected as an entrepreneur wasn't new, because I'm like, yo, I'm used to that. So I'll just seek for the yeses. They're like, oh, learn this business. I'm like, man, I was in music, I was in modeling, I was in all these different things that I thought I failed at. But then when I became an entrepreneur, and you put me on any stage, on any radio station, in any podcast, they're like, man, you can sing, you can dance, you can drum, you can do art visuals, you can do NFTs. How do you know how to do all these things? Because where I thought I was failing, I learned enough skill in all of those disciplines, and they just translated over, and I just poured all into entrepreneurship. And the more value you add within the allotted time, money often matches the value that you add to the marketplace.
Wow, that is so powerful. You know, I think that's such a great message, because a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners, CEOs, they're really hard on themselves. They're so driven. And they look possibly at things, experiences from the past as failures, but you do carry that wisdom forward, right? And we are kind of the, we're kind of the group of misfits anyway, right? Most people do not get us. And so I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And so if you're working, Garen, with a business owner and they say, I don't know what my purpose is, like they don't have that connection. Like you knew that five-year-old Garen, you know, what your desire was. And they're saying that I can't really connect with that. How would you coach them?
Yeah. So before I go to purpose, I would ask, what's your mission? Like, what do you like? What is it that you want to do? And it's like, there's mission led, then there's purpose. But purpose is a really tricky thing, because when you really, really take it high level, it's like purpose. You look at trees, their purpose, what? To grow as much fruit as possible, put their limbs up as much as possible, grow as many branches and leaves as possible. Birds fly high as possible. So it's like, could it be possible that as humans, our purpose is to grow as much as possible, get as much out of life as possible, make as much money as possible, make as many connections as possible? Could that be a purpose? Now, I want to leave that context here. My mission is to create a safe space for humanity to discover the gifts that already live inside of them so that they can use it and produce extraordinary results in their lives. You open up the box a million times, you'll get the answer a million times. Every single thing that I do is fueled by my mission. My mission is the Pacific Ocean that powers all the rivers. So I would get them to see, like, what is it that you want in life? Why is it important to you? And I would ask why, and dig deeper and deeper and deeper, maybe six levels, because you got to dig deep to build high. And then once I start hearing that voice flutter, and then I start cracking open that heart, because what comes from the heart goes into the heart. And if you're trying to reach people, best way to reach them is through their heart. They're like, no, it's your mind. Well, yeah, but if you really want to reach the core of the person, you want to touch them in the heart. And so I go to the heart with that business person who's probably thinking about money and scaling and business and all that, so I can teach them how to genuinely connect with humans who are actual people. You understand people and the psychology on how to connect with them and the personalities and the love languages. Now, not only will you have a great business, but you'll have understood how to sustain that business over a long period of time, instead of pop and drop, go to the next business, pop and drop, go to the next business.
Yes. And people buy through their emotions. Ultimately, when we connect with them at the heart, that's going to move them to make that decision. Hi, everyone. Allison here. Now, if you are a CEO or founder and you're ready to build a scalable company that can thrive without you, join me for a free masterclass where we teach you the five critical phases you've got to know in order to scale your business to eight figures and beyond. So head on over to scalemasterclass.com/podcast to secure your seat today. You're going to leave knowing exactly where you are in the scaling process, what you need to do to get to the next level in business. And then I'm going to give you the 15 scalable models that the most successful companies use to make hundreds of millions to even billions of dollars. So head over to scalemasterclass.com/podcast to secure your seat today. And I will see you there. How can CEOs align their purpose, their mission, with the actual strategic vision for their business, like where they're going? Are there certain actions that they can take to do that?
Well, one, if you have several owners, I would actually create actual time. I'm not talking about, okay, let me text, let me send you this FaceTime. Actual time, maybe a two-day retreat, maybe a one-day retreat, maybe 6 hours. Set an intention. My intention is to gain clarity on the business, clarity on where we're going, how we would like to lead. Both people set intentions, and then whoever is a part of the leadership of the team, set an intention of what you want to get out of this business and where you would like to go and why it's important to you. The intention is the seed that literally fosters the goal. Most people miss the intention and they game for the goal, but then they have spaghetti on the wall type business. But if you want to have an intentional business, start with an intention. So you start with an intention, allotted time, and then once you and the top leaders get aligned, and I'm not just talking about in words, energetically aligned on, yes, this is how we're moving forward. I'm aligned. There are no surprises. Boom. Then you take it to your next tier, which is whoever you have working, the accountability buddies or the leadership team. Create the same kind of structure. Maybe it's an outing. Maybe it's some, it has dinner. It has some like work, fun, and play games. Something that really gets them out of the work mode, but into the, oh, wow, this is actually a big deal because the leaders are making it a big deal and they're being really intentional about it. So you set that time, whether it takes a day or two, and then y'all go over the mission, the values, which is when you have mission, vision, values in any company and you are so crystal clear, like you know your own name, and you ask anybody in the company and they all know the same thing, one beat, one sound. That is like a laser being pointed at a jail cell. It'll just cut right through the lock. But if you don't have your mission, vision, values, and everybody's just really talented doing this, and they kind of know, and they kind of understand, and they're kind of aligned, that is a prism that lacks any kind of depth and substance in cutting anything. But it's the same amount of light, but it's just spread out all over the place. So mission, vision, values, have that, set an allotted time, create some kind of retreat, create some kind of just meeting intentional specifically on that, create intention with the entire group, and then talk about what's to come. You create the mission, vision, values. That is your business's skeletal system. Without it, you are like a body with no skeleton. It will crumble no matter how good it looks right now. It will crumble. It will crumble. But if they are all grounded in the mission, vision, values, now all of that energy can be pointed in a specific direction. And it's like putting a specific address in your company's GPS system. That's the beginning stages right there.
That is so powerful and truly in alignment with the Scale It method. If the team is not in alignment, especially the leadership team, it's like you're all going in different directions. No wonder you're zigzagging, and it's so frustrating. So I love that. And I also love that you encourage them to take the time outside of the business. I think that businesses, you know, they're just working so hard. But if you actually stop and you set aside time for the team leadership to get in alignment, you're going to get to where you want to go so much faster. So that is great, great advice.
And something I wanted to add to this, my wife, she's also a powerhouse in business and she's in the health and wellness field. We were trying to get pregnant. And my wife was like, how can I position myself in business so that when I'm in postpartum, I'm not thinking about business, but I'm thinking about being the most exceptional mom ever because I've created a system and a structure that, so what'd she do? She took 3 days out with her team. They all came out. She bought the food. She got poster boards. I mean, and made it actually fun and literally planned out every challenge, every promotion, everything for the entire year, automated it. I mean, everything, automated it, every single post, everything in that one trip. So for the entire year, I just literally watched my wife's business go like this while we were both being present. I'm still learning because she's like the structure wizard. And that's where I get a lot of stuff from because I'm the manifestor freedom flow, but like she's like the super one. And I watched her business go like this and her not stress and her just go like that and get on a call once every other week and empower other leaders to do certain things. And people are like, wow, that's the kind of business I want. And now she's such a dynamic, phenomenal mom and wife and friend, and I'm watching her business just.
Yeah, that is beautiful. I love how you guys are, you know, you balance each other out. That's my husband and I are that same way. And it is, you know, that hamster wheel that business owners run on, it's because they don't have those systems and processes in place. They're not in alignment with their vision. What do you feel, Garen, are the biggest stuck points that business owners, that keeps them from growing and scaling? I know that you talk to business owners from all over the world. What do you see as those common stuck points?
I see a lot of comparison. I mean, a lot. You see somebody, say, for instance, you start a business, you're in your startup phase, and you're like, you spend all your hard-earned money to open up this business, this brick and mortar, or whatever it is that you're doing. And then all of a sudden, this other person comes along, and they just go right by you. First question, typically, and it's, you know, it's part of this human psychology, that, you know, the way children were domesticated, not all, but most of them. What's wrong with me? Why am I not good enough? Why am I not where I should be? And all of those, all the time where that is happening, what you could say is, thank you for showing me my future. You see the difference? The difference in energy is way different. Someone is going right by you that started after you. What's wrong with me? They must be doing something illegal. Oh my God. Oh, I'm not worthy. That energy is such a low resonating energy. Abundance, success, love wants no parts because it's not on the same wavelength. But what if you start seeing other successful people in and out of your business, in and out of the different genres? Thank you for showing me my future. Wow, I am so inspired by that person. I love the passion. I love the way their team. Thank you. And then you can, inside of that energy, you can start mirroring success, not copying. Michael Jackson mirrored success. He had Fred Astaire and James Brown. He's like, oh, I like this and I like that. Boom, came Michael Jackson. Okay, so where's your Fred Astaire and James Brown? Have you been so busy throwing negative energy darts? Oh my God, it's a dog eat dog world. I'm telling you, there is more money to go around for everybody. There is so much more money to go around for everybody. But if you're in that comparing energy, that energy is unclean, and it always warrants over time you paying a price that you wish didn't happen to you. Where did this come from? How did I get fired? Why are all these people quitting? Because the energy that you typically carry inside of you is not an energy that people actually want to be around. So I say this because to keep people around, that's the design of your structure. It's one thing to inspire people to come. Yeah, how are you going to keep them? No. Anybody can make money. How can you keep it? There's a structure that must be put in place to hold the capacity for what you're trying to keep. Why do they need to stay at your company? You give them a reason. You give them a strong enough reason to be inspired by you and the company's vision and the other people that they're around. By the way, you show up as an example, a leader who creates leaders. The sky is the limit for you and your business.
There is abundance everywhere. I truly believe it. Depends where you're looking, your shift in perspective. And the second we drop down into that victim mode, that's the energy we're vibrating, and that's what we attract.
Yes.
That is powerful. Now, before I ask you my last question and we wrap up here today, how can people connect with you, Garen? What's the best way to reach you?
My website, GarenJones.com, my Instagram at Garen Jones.
You're moving and shaking. I mean, I want you all to check out all the things he's up to and what he's offering for business owners. Extremely powerful. And so if someone feels stuck in their business, they're working harder than ever, but they're not getting the results they want. What advice would you give them to help them reach that next level in their business? They're so ready. Like, okay, Garen, tell me, what do I need to do?
I'm going to give you an example. That's a lady that I worked with. She was just like stay-at-home mom. She's like, I really want to get in this business. And she was a mom of three under three. I don't know what it's like being a mom of three. So I couldn't like relate to her on that. But she goes, I really want to get into business and entrepreneur. I said, why? She was like, because I just want to make some more money. I'm like, why do you want to make some more money? And then the more and more I kept asking that, all of a sudden her voice starts fluttering. She said, because my son, he's hearing deficient. And there's these waterproof hearing aids that cost $15,000 that I can't afford. And I'm just so, she can't even hear his brother and sister. And I was like, that means more to you than anything in the world? She said, yes, mind you, she no business, nothing, every excuse in the book. You don't know what it's like. And I said, so that's what you want more than anything in the world? Yes. Well, every time you don't read, learn something new in the area of your life that you want to become masterful at, every time you don't put yourself out there, every time you don't wake up and you're not literally contributing some energy, because your energy is worth more than your money, some energy towards your craft, put your son on the table and tell him, Malin, you're not worth it. Oh my goodness. I have never in my life seen someone have a billion-dollar rocket ship called the human body and have flame called a reason, a powerful reason for why, and then take that flame, light the rocket, and within a month, she was doing all the things she said she couldn't do. She was talking to people. She was calling people because she had a strong enough reason. And now, still a mom at her kitchen table earning $75,000 a month in a brand new home, retired her husband, and all these beautiful things because of that one conversation of why. And if it's not important enough for you to learn everything that you need to learn, for you to get the mentors and seek, those who seek shall find. When you want it bad enough, you will find a way. When you don't, you'll find an excuse.
Oh man, is that incredible? What a beautiful story. And now just the ripple effect of that, of all the people that she's helping, obviously making a great example for her children. That is a beautiful story. You're doing incredible things in the world, Garen. I so feel so honored to be with you here today and learning from you myself. I'm so motivated. I'm so excited. For those of you that are listening, you definitely need to check out the work that he is doing in the world. And thank you for being here with us today. This has been a real pleasure and a real honor.
And thank you so much for having me on. It's always people like you that just have the strength to open up your platform 10 years. That says a lot about you and your strength and your heart. And I honor you and I acknowledge you for holding the space for stories like mine so other people can get this energy that we have to realize, yo, like, you can actually make your life what you want it, but it's going to take a different level of you. So thank you for what you do.